Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
And it is Kim Pagano. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so glad that you're here starting your day in a positive way. And I hope that everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's right around the corner.
It is.
Yeah.
I will be gone.
I know you will.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. And I'm not making Thanksgiving this year. I'm making Christmas Eve. And but you know what? For all the people that are, you know, it's just a moment where you get all your families together and sometimes it's a little hectic.
But see, that's the thing. Don't stress out.
I know.
If you're going to have your families together, that should be a joyous time and it should be happy and you shouldn't be worried about all the stress and you should just take a moment to enjoy everybody.
I totally agree. And you know what? I mean, simply said what you just said, but at the same time, I have to say, you know, I don't have my mom anymore and I know she's in my heart. But so many of us, and I just lost a friend very young and one of our best friends. And, you know, all I could say is take a moment to send flowers, to make a phone call, to do all those things, because so many times we do it, we think about it after it's too late. And this is just a perfect time to just call everybody. You know, when you think of somebody and you haven't talked to them in a while, call them. Say, I just want to tell you I was thinking about you. I hope that you're doing good.
And even if you don't have time to call, you know, nowadays technology, send a text. Say, I'm thinking about you, because you will be surprised what that means to people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And not only that, is some people really, you know, depending on how many people they have in their family, is just open your home, open your heart, and really make a difference. So I really want to kind of start my show with some inspiration. That's just really a message from my heart that I wanted to share everybody. But of course, I do always like to start my show with something special, and be kind to unkind people. They actually are the ones that most need it.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes, you know, you never know what's going on in their life, what battle that they're trying to get through.
And really, if you think about it, if you come across someone who's not a happy person or seems very stressed out, there's a reason for it. And so, you know, just smile at them.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. And
they might scowl at you, but just, you know what?
Yeah. You never know what a lasting impression, you know, look in their eyes and just say, thank you. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for, you know, helping me out today. Thank you for whatever you can do. Be grateful. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've been here since 6 o'clock. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. Two completely different shows. And again, I just want to share that, of course, Chad is with PawWorks. He's the founder. We've got some stuff going on, right?
Well, we have lots of things going on. I mean, PawWorks is... It needs to slow down.
Okay, Chad.
It doesn't, but it's given me gray hairs. But today, right after the show, I'm running over to Woodland Hills at 22536 Ventura Boulevard. It's Wooden Hanger. It's a great boutique. They're going to be donating 10% of all their proceeds from yesterday and today. So everybody that isn't thinking about it, but start your holiday shopping now.
Oh, man, big time.
You know, give a little bit back to a charity. There's going to be puppies there or dogs there from 12 to 4. There's going to be food, wine.
I saw that little white poodle-y. Is it a poodle?
We have poodles. We have terriers. We have shih tzus. We have it all.
Yeah.
I have kittens. I have cats. I have, you know, you name it, I'll give it to you.
You know what we need to start doing is posting them in my newsletter. Okay. Yeah. I think that's what we'll start doing.
We'll do a pet of the week.
Pet of the week.
Wonderful.
Okay, I think so, because you know what? We have so many people that are tuning into our newsletter now. That will really, we just need to find some loving homes for all of them.
Maybe we'll do like a Mutt Monday, but we'll give it some snazzy little name.
Perfect. Okay, we're just thinking out loud here in front of everybody. We need to come through with that one, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, well, again, if you are just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we've got some great things that we're going to give away, and we'll share those with you. But first, I want to tell you who's going to be on our show, and of course, Pamela Blair, and her book is Getting Older Better. Love the name. Love when she's been on my show before, but the best advice ever on money, health, creativity, sex, work, retirement, and more. So listen in, because we're going to be talking about all of that. And then we've got Arlene Pelican, and we are going to be talking about growing up social. Our kids are so different from what we grew up, and especially you grew up on a farm, right?
I grew up on a farm, and I was the youngest of three boys, so I had to work. But I also had I was raised by my grandparents, so I learned values and ethics. I'm not saying that a lot of people who don't grow up, but, you know, there was a different element there. I had, you know, they were in their 60s and 70s, so then my mom's, you know, 20, 30 years younger, so it was very different.
It is a different, because now that I have grandchildren, I look at things differently, and I want to share the values.
And you coach them in a different direction.
Definitely,
than the parents do.
And so I think that's cool. I grew up, thank God I had my parents, but my grandparents were close, and you know, I loved their stories. I was like, my mom would be like, why do you listen to her and not me, you know? We're going to be talking about that. And of course, raising relational kids in a screen driven world. So again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love you to call in all the way through the show. And one, win gifts, but also when you call in, give us your email so we can get you on our newsletter, because that is a way that has a link to all of our guests and find out a little bit about them and where you can get their book or where you can be involved in whatever we're doing. And also we have a podcast that goes out an hour after you hear it here. So if you miss any part of it, you can hear it there. Also, you can go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com. Everything is logged in there and you can listen to back shows there. I also want to say that we are so glad that you are here. And if you have a business in the area or you have an event coming up, we want to share it with everybody. We've got a huge listenership, and I'm telling you, I've gotten to know all of my listeners out there, and when you call in, I'd love to talk with you and see how we can spread the word. So please give us a call at 805-419-0008.
And talking about one of those businesses, let's give Carl over at Ding Masters a shout out. With 30 years in business and still counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call them at 805-644-4521. That's 644-4521. Or visit them at dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to a major insurance work.
I know, and Carl over there, he did a great job on my car, and that's really one of the things. I love sharing Kim's connections and Carl's paintless dent repair. Nothing is too small, so definitely check him out and tell him that I sent you. So with that, all right, let's bring our first guest on. Oh, let's give something away.
You want to give something away? We sure. Have Conejo Players Theater is presenting Sideshow now until December 11th. Sideshow is based on the true story of Siamese twins, Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip, whose extraordinary bond brings them fame but denies them love. You can win tickets right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email, address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Also, on our last show, we had Daniel Taylor on, and he was talking about the Lennon, John Lennon, Through the Glass Onion, and we've got tickets. That is all the way out in Riverside, but we'd love to share that with you, and of course, that is at the Fox Performing Arts Center, and that's tonight. I've got tickets for that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and I'd love to share those with you. All right, let's bring our first guest on. Pamela Blair. Pamela, are you there?
I'm here and excited to be with you again, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, but let me send out a warning to any women over 50 or men to check with their doctors about getting the shingles vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ended up with one shingle, but that's all it takes to make your life miserable.
Wait, what do you mean by one shingle?
I just got one little outbreak, you know.
Oh, okay. You mean you didn't get it all over your body or anything?
Yeah. One little one, but that's enough to put you into
I know. I actually had it, you know, and you had it too, Tom, huh? Oh, my God, yeah. I thought I was sunburned.
Really?
Yeah. I came back from Florida and I'm like, what the heck? Every time I leaned up against the desk, I was like, oh, this is like weird. And it hurts all the way in, like, I mean, it's beyond your skin. It's in your body. Hmm. It's weird.
Out the other, it comes in, mine is on the lower back. It goes in and comes out the other side or something.
It's a weird deal. Yeah. And my girlfriend is young and she just got it too. So anyways, yeah. I think, and they always say it's, you know, older, but I don't know about that.
No, you can get it at any age.
Yeah. And be really careful.
Yeah.
So thank you for that warning.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, right now I'm a semi-retired psychotherapist and in private practice in Vermont, and I love it up here. I'm in Shelburne, just outside of Burlington, and what I'm doing with the rest of my time is I'm writing books, and I just got turned down by a publisher, which is a bummer, but, you know, there's always another day, and
yeah.
The book is a follow-on to the one I wrote about sudden death of a loved one,
mm.
and they weren't ready to... yeah, well, never mind. They're just not.
You know, I like that you admit that. You know.
No, I know.
No writer ever admits that they get turned down.
I know.
It's actually nice. It's refreshing to hear.
I totally have to say I agree with you because, you know what? I mean, that I'm writing my book right now. So when I, you know, hopefully won't, but you know. But you know what? Did you lose somebody suddenly?
Yes, and that's why I wasn't ready to say goodbye, which has now been translated into 7 languages across the world, including, I think, Russian just recently. But it came out a year before 9/11.
Mm.
So when 9/11 happened with that horror, the publisher very smartly sent out free copies to all the survivors' families, you know, all the families. And then it took off after that. And I'm telling you, I live on those royalties, so it's
wow.
A pretty good thing. But you are going to get rejected. Some people are kicking themselves in the tush because of, you know.
right. Well, I lost my mom unexpectedly, and it was horrible. I mean, it was horrible, it's like, you know, I think I just said at the beginning of this show is, you know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and, you know, I want to just share and really stress for people to send flowers or, you know, little gifts or tell people that you love them why they're here, because so many of us think that today we're just here on borrowed time. We're just here on borrowed time.
Kim, with a sudden death.
Yeah.
Because there is so much unfinished business.
Ugh.
You know, I never told him. I was angry at him this morning, and then he went off to the towers and died. You know, that type. I heard that story.
Mm.
In fact, my practice was very busy at that point. And I think I had vicarious trauma from it because I heard every little story you could think of.
I can imagine.
I'm sorry about your death. That's another layer of grief that we're not always prepared for.
Mm-hmm. So getting older, better, what are we, talk to us about that.
Well, getting older, better came around. Actually, the title of my first book was called The Next 50 Years, and I had turned 50, and I got in the shower one day, and I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, the New York Times says that we could live to be 125 if we're alive today and we live well. And then I freaked out while I'm shampooing my hair. I thought, what does my passport going to look like? What's that picture going to look like, you know? And I flipped. So I had my first wake-up call at that point thinking about, you know, my look. And I don't know if you know this, Kim, but back in the early 70s and 80s, I was fairly well-known in New York. I did a lot of theater then, okay?
Mm, okay.
And so I was...
very attractive.
Look. Yeah, thank you. I was parlaying my look into, no. A career at that point.
Correct.
But anyway, so here I was, and I decided to get out of the shower and immediately do research and find out what other people were saying about aging and how to do it better. Because I, you know, that's how I run my life. So let's find out how to do it better, how to clean your oven better.
I love that, yes.
So I read everything, and I'm serious, Kim, everything I could get my hands on in literature and self-help and research. To, you know, get some information. Then I wasn't so scared. You know, we get scared when we get more afraid when we don't know things.
Well, it's a fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
It's a fear of the unknown. And, you know, going back to my mom, I have to say she was 82 when she passed away.
Oh.
But she looked young, okay, and she rocked it. She was in the industry doing hair for the studio. She worked on 24.
Wow.
And she, you know, even to this day, I'm still cleaning out. I hate to say it, cleaning out her house because my children came over, my daughters, and they're like, oh, my God, what Nana comes over and has like the most amazing clothes that you want to go in, you know, and that's who she was. She wanted to always look her best. And she's like, I'm vain and I know it and I'm going to look my best. So, you know, and so I was always a little more natural, but I love that. I love that.
Aww.
And now as I'm getting there, I'm like, oh, my God, she looked hot at 82. So
you know what it's all about, Kim? It's about attitude.
I knew you were going to say that. And I totally agree. Pamela, we need to take a really quick break.
Sure.
I love where this is going. And will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And, of course, Chad, let's give something away.
We have Bee Gees Cafe, a favorite in downtown Oxnard, located at 428 South A Street. You can call them at 805-487-0700. Also, let's give a shout out to Ventura Winter Wine Walk, ooh, Holiday yeah. Street Fair, which is coming up very soon. The social event of the year and world's largest wine walk is back. The Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair will once again return to beautiful downtown Ventura on Saturday, December 3rd. The most magical day in Ventura will kick off with Holiday Street Fair starting from 12 to 8 on the 400 and 500 blocks of Main Street with vendors and live entertainment, shop artists, crafters, nonprofit organizations, commercial, and food vendors. You can win... There's no tickets for that, but you can win a gift certificate right now for Bee Gees at 805.
Oh, no, I do have tickets.
Oh,
yeah.
You do
yeah,
have
of
tickets.
Course well, I do. Yeah, well, we've got tickets.
Well, we have tickets for that, too.
There you go.
Call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And, of course, that is the Holiday Wine Walk. We do have tickets and, of course, Bee Gees. So, all right, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. We are excited to announce Michael Blazer of Stearns Lending is here to help you as you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home. Experience matters. Call Michael Blazer at 805-367-3117 or visit his website at 64508.stearnshomeloans.com/mblazer. Dorothea Healing. Doris helps people transform their lives into fuller, richer, and a more meaningful experience. She offers personal one-on-one healing and workshops to find out what is blocking you. She is also offering a workshop for our loving animals. Call Doris at 805-807-3097.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's give some, lure?
Lure. We have Lure Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. Also, let's just throw in Famous Dave's Barbecue located at 277 Seaglass Way in Oxnard. You can call right now, get a gift certificate for both. I just stumble over that word.
That's okay.
Gift certificate for both.
Gift certificate. Yeah.
At 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. We are talking with Pamela Blair, and we're talking about one of her many books, Getting Older Better. And so she's got some great advice on here. But I love that, taking the fear, and anybody that's just joining us, we were just talking about when you look in the mirror and you start to see your mom, okay, or you kind of go, oh, my God, you know, my husband's like, why do you get dressed so early? Takes me a little longer every day. Okay.
Since I've turned in my 60s, my eyebrows are getting white. So it looks like I have no eyebrows if I don't put them on.
Right.
And my husband says, please go put those eyebrows
on. Oh, God, I love it.
I can't see without them. Anyway, the fear of getting older, fear gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. It just is exhausting.
No, get educated, right?
Yes.
And maybe for me, I've never, at this point in my life, I've not experienced.
You're young.
No, but being a gay male.
Okay.
We're all vain.
Yes, that is true. Yes, I will back that part.
Having worked in the theater, I know that full well.
Yeah.
And I, to this point, I'm 38. I'm approaching 40. I've never feared approaching 30. You know, my partner actually never thought he'd live past 30. Very tragic life. And I'm like, okay, really? But that's how we are. We live on drama, but I've never experienced that thus far.
Wow.
However, when things start to go like funny in your body.
Oh, they have.
I don't mean funny, laughing funny. I mean funny, like all of a sudden your knee doesn't do what it used to do.
Yeah.
Or your bunion hurts or something like
that. You get
that.
Bursitis. Yes, I had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can hang out in those really sorrowful areas and just say, oh, I'm so sad, poor me. Or you can find out why it's bothering you, get somebody to take a look at it, exercise a little more. You know, I mean,
right.
There's things we can do. But you've got to have an attitude of, I'm going to go forward and see what I can
do. An attitude of gratitude, right? You know, the other day I was at the store and this man came by and he goes, how are you doing? And I said, just great. How are you doing? And, you know, I never heard it. He goes, I woke up this morning. I saw the sun and, you know, there's no dirt being poured over my head. You know,
well, you know, if you're not, you know, the old joke, if you're not in the obituary, then everything is fine.
There you go. Exactly. So who is your personal inspiration for aging well?
My grandmother, who died at 102.
Wow. My grandmother was 95, and that's,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, isn't that great? She was meant to come over on the Titanic.
Mm.
She didn't because she had an argument with her boyfriend in Montreal, and somehow she canceled that trip. And she came over on the following ship, the Miantic, in 1913. And she was really very, very young. I think she was 18 or something. I can't imagine traveling to another country not having the language and all of that. So her fortitude and her putting one foot in front of the other and saying, you know what, these challenges are not going to get me down.
Right.
And she became a maid, and she was a nanny, and she just did whatever she needed to do to survive.
I love it.
And as she got older, and she had a stroke, and she lost her eyesight, but she kept listening to things on, well, at that time they didn't have tape, it was a record. History lessons on record and, you know, all kinds of books and things like that to just continue her journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it continued right up until the end. And I swear to you, Kim, Grandma didn't die. She just kind of got little and went away.
Mm.
She got shorter and smaller. And
wow.
One day
wow.
She wasn't there.
Right. But she left obviously a great memory for you.
A legacy of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I know you, you talk about, you know, holistic psychotherapist. What does that mean?
Well, it means my first thought is not to say, you know what, go see your doctor and get some meds.
Okay.
Right? My first thought is to say, let's look at your life holistically.
Okay.
Your family, what you do for your health. What you do for, you know, the whole list of things that have an impact on your life before we talk about, gee whiz, you're so depressed, you need medication. Here's
perfect.
The doctor's name.
Perfect. What about spiritual counselor?
Well, because my underpinning is as an interfaith minister, and then my PhD is in the philosophy of metaphysics, I add that into my practice
mm-hmm.
to help people understand, if they want to,
mm-hmm.
that can be a factor in how they live their lives well
mm.
and age well.
Okay. So in a couple words, and I know I want to have you back again. You know, it's so funny how you get in different places of your life, and this is just like I could talk to you forever.
Yeah.
But money. Talk to us about money.
Well, you know what? The actuarial tables, I think, are a little skewed. I think they're off. Because as we get older, we really don't need much.
I totally agree.
Okay.
It's so, you know,
another cashmere sweater.
I know. It's like, how much do you, as I'm cleaning out my mom's house,
uh-huh.
and people are like, it's
Christmas time. I have three grandchildren. That's all the only people I really want to buy for. Other yeah. than that, and they're at the beginning of their life. And then I have my children who it's like, wow, how did I get from here to there? You know, because now I don't need anything really anymore. I just need happiness and peaceful. And mm-hmm. I want to be, you know, somebody help to somebody else, you know.
And Kim, so that's why I think the scare tactic that they pull out, oh, you're not going to have enough in retirement. Well, yeah, some of that is true. You need to pay your rent and you need to get your food, et cetera. And you do need to make sure your health care is in place. Mm-hmm. All right. But we really don't need more stuff.
No, not materialistic stuff. Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah. Okay, really quick. We talked a little bit about health. Creativity.
Yes. How can... You know, creativity can be a life extender and a life enhancer. And it doesn't have to be, you know, sitting down to a canvas and painting or writing the great American novel. It can be simply taking another look at your dining room table and putting some pretty flowers there and just living creatively.
I love that.
And we forget to care for ourselves in that way. We brush our teeth, we, you know, make our bed, we clean our laundry, but we forget to feed the creative spirit. And some of us are better than others, but it's worth pursuing.
Yeah.
And women who pursue the creativity are less depressed as they age.
Wow, I love that. Sex.
Sex. Okay.
Did you say habit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. Sex can go on forever, but you've got to have a willing
partner. Or not.
Partner. No. You've got to have a willing partner, somebody who isn't ill with, you know, diabetes or something like that, which prevents a man, especially, from getting an erection. Let's be just straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But, there, you know, there's so much more to sex than just the, you know, the jumping on each other.
Right.
There's this joy of cuddling, and I know that's said so often, but boy, is it becoming true in my marriage, even though it's still very viable in that way, but, you know...
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just
tired. Well, yeah, you know, I think we all are tired, and but there is a point where even just really good conversation or, you know, having tea or coffee with your partner or, you know, just connecting, like you said, cuddling and just knowing that you both feel wanted.
Oh, Kim, reminiscing is fun too. If
yeah.
you have a long-term partner, you can say, "Remember when we did it behind the phone booth?"
Exactly. Exactly.
Tell us more, Pamela. Tell us more.
Oh, TMI. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. I love it. So I was going to go to the golf course. No, I'm not. Well, Pamela, where do we find? And you know what? So how many books do you actually have?
Well, there were spinoffs from I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, like Surviving the First Year and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it's I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, Surviving Healing and Coping with the Sudden Death of a Loved One. There's The Next 50 Years, but then The Next 50 Years was rewritten and incorporated into Getting Older Better, which is the newest one. And I also have another new one that I've been rejected by.
Yeah, we heard. We heard. So, yeah.
I haven't given up.
Well, will you send me your other ones? Because I'd love to have you back and, you know, and talk further on these.
Okay. You know what? You can contact my publisher. They'll get them to you right away.
Okay.
The books are available at Barnes & Noble. That I know for sure. And, of course, on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon.
Yeah. Great. And so are you still practicing?
Yeah, I call myself semi-retired because now I only see people on Skype across the country.
Oh, that's
Skype
very cool.
FaceTime.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do sessions in my jammies.
I love that. I love it. All right.
Just throw on a pair of earrings.
Okay. Well, Pam, I'm going to call you and get you back on the show because I love your personality and I love your, you know, excitement on life.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
For having me.
Please share our show with everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are going to talk with Arlene Pelican. And, of course, we are talking about growing up social. And I think we're just going to pop right on to her right now, right? Do we need to take a break? We're good to go. Arlene, are you there?
I sure am. Nice to talk with you, Kim.
Nice to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and of course, technology is bringing families closer together or creating a difference, a little distance. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, there are a lot of things we can talk about there. I know that when people think about children sitting around a table, all eyes downward, looking at screens, playing video games or texting friends or whatever, many times we were thinking, what in the world are they doing and why are they not talking to each other?
So right, right.
We wrote this book, Growing Up Social, Raising Relational Kids in a Screen-Driven World, to help parents, because many parents today, I have three children. I have two in elementary school and one in middle school. And many parents, you know, this screen time is a very new phenomenon that, you know, of course, the TV has been around for a long time, but that was much different. Everyone gathered around it. It was big as furniture, and you knew what was going on with it. If a person called your house, you could say, hey, Johnny, you think about the friend. Do I like this friend? Do I not like this friend? No, Johnny is not home. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, and today it's much different. Your kids are having electronics much sooner. They have things that they're accessed right in their pockets. And so as parents, we really have to think, because a lot of parents will just say, oh, okay, fine. Let's use a tablet. Let's use a phone. Let's give our child this technology because it occupies them, and it seems like this is what everyone is doing.
Right.
But we like to offer an alternative that, you know what, if you want to avoid many of the problems that too much screen time brings, you know, you can do it differently. You can parent differently, be much more proactive and limiting in your child's screen time.
Wow. Now, tell us, what do you do besides write?
Yeah. Do you mean about screen time, or do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have certain rules that we have at the home. We have a lot of screens. We've never had cable, so we've never had television, and we don't have video games. So those are the two biggies that we believe kind of can really erode your time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that they're so evil or that they're so awful, but it's what could you do in that time instead of vegging out in front of the TV or vegging out with video games.
Right.
So we don't have that. But we have, you know, our kids go to public school, and they have screen time at school. My daughter is in fifth grade. She has a laptop that is given to her by the school that she uses at school. My son in seventh grade, they issue an iPad that he uses at school and then brings home to do homework.
I have four kids, and I actually, you know, they're all teenagers now. My youngest is 20. But
aren't teenagers. Those are adults.
You think?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know. But you know what? But when they were in school, I actually helped create the technology school. And it was one of the first ones when they were doing it. And so we got police out there so that they would know the dangers of being on the internet and all that. I thought that was super important to be able to do.
You know, and I'm the father of an 8-year-old who loves his iPad and his video games and all that. And we do limit it to a certain extent. But also, I find that if you engage with your kid while they're on it, they actually, because he loves to watch YouTube videos about stuff, and he loves to research things at 8 years old. So he will be asking me all kinds of questions. So I'll literally say, well, let's Google it, and we'll talk about it, and he'll have more questions. And it can actually, if you do it the right way, it can
interact with him,
and they could be learning at the same time. So I think it's all how you use the screens, basically, for my family.
Yeah.
It's
now,
very true.
Arlene, how many books do you have?
I have 5 books.
What are all your books about?
My books are to help families have a happier home, mm-hmm. Have 31 Days to a Happy Husband, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Wife, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom, Growing Up Social, and then 31 Days to a Younger You.
Wow, good for you. Good for you. How long does it take you to write a book?
It all depends on when that deadline is given to you. But my first book came out in 2010, and we're in 2016, and I've written 5.
Wow, good for you. So, okay, and now when you're not writing, do you have a job, or what do you do?
No, I am a full-time author and speaker, and then I'm home with the kids and with my husband, so it's great.
Okay. So let me ask you, is there rules that you have with your children, or is there things like, what are we going to find in your book trying to kind of keep the kids under control, I guess you could say?
Yeah. You know what? Let me back up a little bit, because this is not a book of, like, throw out your technology,
and let's control your children. It's not like that.
Okay.
But it is, let's understand how do screens impact the brain? How does screen time impact the way your child speaks their love languages? And it's co-authored with Gary Chapman of The Five Love Languages. And then we outline the emotional things your child needs. And then so you can really think about it. How does the screen time, because what you were talking about earlier, when you're sitting together and you're intentional about your screen time and that's bringing you together, that's great. But when your child is off, you know, 2 hours a day in his own little world, and you, we ourselves, we're in our own little world for 2 hours a day too, then it starts to become a problem that the nights, you know, your weeknights are filled with the screen time. So we have the 5 A+ emotional skills, and they are affection. Can your child give and receive love besides just making a little emoji on their phone? Anger management. How does your child deal with anger? Do they, you know, are they becoming more violent because they're playing a lot of aggressive video games? Do they, you know, throw a tantrum and then you give in to them so they learn that, ooh, this anger thing really is working for me. So anger management, attention. Can your child pay attention? Talk to any teacher who's been teaching more than 20 years. They will say teaching today is nothing like it was teaching 20 years
this
ago.
This is so true. Arlene, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you. I love Gary Chapman, and I know that you wrote this with him, correct?
That's right.
And I want to find out a little bit about, you know, parenting through the love languages and you know, screen time and all that. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're so glad that you are here. That Thanksgiving is around the corner. I hope that everybody's like in just like that calm before the storm. I feel like, you know, right after that, we move into what? Friday,
Black Friday,
Cyber Monday. I know.
Giving Tuesday, which is going to be a great thing for PawWorks. I don't know if you heard, but Kaylee Cuoco has said that she'll do a match grant on that day for PawWorks.
Nice.
Up to $10,000.
That's awesome.
And we have Kmar Aircraft Parts doing a $5,000 grant. So it could really be a great day. But if PawWorks is not your charity of choice,
right?
Back.
Wherever
you know is. These next few months are very, I don't want to say gluttonous, but you know when we eat and we shop and it's all about you know take you know give back you know go volunteer.
That's good.
If you can't give money, you know to donate to a
your
charity.
Your time is you know, valuable.
Go serve a meal this Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. Go to Casa Pacifica here locally. Go do something.
I totally agree. Let's give back right now.
Yes, we have Kaneo Players presenting Sideshow now until December 11th. Sideshow is based on the true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip whose extraordinary bond brings them fame but denies them love. Mm. You can win tickets right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. And also, I'm going to throw out another pair of Ventura Winter Wine Walk. And, of course, that is happening December 3rd and, of course, 12 to 8 and right on the main street there, 400 and 500 blocks. So we'll add that with it. And, of course, the street fair there is entertainment, but it's all free. So hopefully you get all out there to that. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Rubicon Theater Company is a not-for-profit professional regional theater company whose mission is to entertain, enrich, and educate the region's residents and visitors through the production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and educational programs. Learn more at www.rubicontheater.org. Mortgage Couch is ran by Matthew Couch and Shelby Bishop, and they offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Call 805-676-0377 and talk with Matthew or Shelby, or visit online at mortgagecouch.com. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors and celebrating the cultural identity of our community.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And we're so glad that you're here. When you call in, please leave us your name and your number and your email so that we could put you on our newsletter that goes out every single week. And be able to chance to win more stuff. But not only that, you'll know all of our guests that are having. And we have a link to, you know, how to get in touch with them and how to find out more about what we're talking about. Also, if you have a business or an event that's happening here, I'd love you to share that with us and become a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, and be able to get more people out there.
That's right. Talking about events, I have Applause for Paws coming up, a Season of Love musical event. It's an event for all ages. This fun-filled performance, produced and directed by our wonderful Conejo Players Theater, will be a holiday celebration for the homeless shelter animals saved in 2016 by Paw Works. Applause for Paws is a unique, fun evening showcasing the musical and dance talents of Conejo Players actors, a special performance by Airless Julie Auxier, and VIP entertainment provided by High Gavorgian, son of the acclaimed artist Euros. I will actually give a pair of tickets away.
You read my mind. Okay, there you go. I was going to say.
Right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and it's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Center Arts Plaza on November 30th.
Yeah. We'll both be there.
Yes, we will.
With lots more people.
And lots more puppies.
There you go. I love it. All right. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Arlene Pelican. And we're talking about growing up social. And our industry, our lives, our families have changed so much because of the technology. And I love Gary Chapman, and I love all his books. And I wondered, what's the connection between both of you?
Well, you know, Moody Publishers, who works with Dr. Chapman, was looking to you know, write something to talk about technology. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking for someone who had children. And, you know, Dr. Chapman has grandchildren, but he doesn't have those kids right now in the house that are looking at screens and kind of right there. So they asked me to come alongside. So it was a really great honor to be able to write this book with him.
Wow, that's great. And so what are, you know, I know you talk about screen time and the love languages. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. And, you know, and if you want to learn more about the love languages, you can look at the Five Love Languages website. But the first one is physical touch. And it means that your child or your spouse, that how they feel love is when you hug them, when you touch them, when you know, where for a child, they want to sit on your lap and read them a book when they're little. And or when as they grow up, they want to wrestle. If they're a girl, they want you to braid your hair. Like they're the one that's always hugging you, that's always like sitting close to you. And if you're not physical touch, you're like, please give me space. And they're the ones getting so close to you. So how does screen time affect how you speak that love language? Well, most of the parents I know, when they see their kids, you know, playing a video game or watching TV, they're like, oh, good, this is my time to get something else done.
you know, very seldom do we go, oh, how nice, I'm going to sit right next to you and put you in my lap while you play this game. You know, we don't typically act that way, you know, from day to day. So if your child loves physical touch, then it's really good when they're little to sit with them and read with them, on your lap right next to you. And I know many moms who have said, I did that for my first child, I did that for my second child, but by child three, I was like, just read to the tablet, you know, the tablet read to them and they
fell asleep. See a lot of you see a lot of kids now, I mean, like, I'm talking under one, okay, and they have an iPad and they're like, you know, on their own little iPad life over there, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you know,
and
where
you just have to be very careful, because that child, especially so young, you know, they need you to physically touch them. They don't need to touch that iPad, they need to touch a parent.
I totally agree, and I love the five love languages. I've given that to all of my friends and their couples, you know. And I just think that you don't know what your love languages are until you've really read his book. So I think that's great. Now, what about screen time and parental authority?
A lot of times we as parents look at us, you know, our child will say, I want the latest iPhone for Christmas, or my friend has this video game, and what do? Okay, because we think, you know, oh, we want to give our child these nice things. And so as Don Roseman, the psychologist, would say, our kids need more vitamin N, which is vitamin no. And it is no, we will save up for that ourselves. You know, so don't be afraid to be the parent. Don't be afraid to be the meanie, to be the bad guy.
Who is that that says that?
That's okay to do. So you can say, you know, if you want that, let's save money for that.
Right, but who did you quote?
John Roseman.
John Roseman. Okay. Yeah, I love that. Vitamin no.
Yes.
That's great. I've never heard that.
That's a very big problem, because kids are used to being on screens. They have a lot of choice. And things are very instant. They're gratified instantly.
Right.
And so they get used to that in life. They think this is how life is supposed to work.
Right.
But life does not work that way at all. So you have to be very careful, and don't be afraid to be the parental authority to say, let me be the bad guy.
Yeah. You know, my mom used to say this, I will be your mother first and your friend second.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to. You have to. I mean, you're not always going to be the good guy.
I'm never the good guy.
I know. I'm always, you know, it's funny.
I'm the mean daddy.
Yeah, see, and I was always the mean mom, because, you know, you have to get, you know, your homework done. My husband was probably more of a Disneyland dad, you know, and that was really hard to do that, because he was always the fun.
It's very aggravating.
Yeah.
It causes some conflict between the parents, I think.
Yeah.
But
so,
if you're good parents, you figure it out.
Yeah.
And you learn that, okay, well, then you, daddy, you're going to handle
well,
it.
Well, now that, like you said, I have, you know, adults.
Yes.
Right? Thank you for the
sorry.
The wake-up call. But you know what? Now they look back and they're like, wow, you know what? Dad was fun, okay, but mom got our business done, you know? And that's so they see the difference, you know. You can't have too fun.
So who do they go to now when they need something taken care of?
Who do you think?
Like,
there
mom.
You go. Exactly, you know. Although my husband is a MacGyver, so they can, you know. They even have the kids made him a T-shirt that says, if Papa can't fix it, you're in trouble. you know, he's a contractor too. So, but no, he's like a MacGyver. And now my boys are MacGyvers. I love that, you know. So, but let me ask you, okay, how much time should kids really be connected? I want to say, you know.
And lean in, parents. If you have a child that's under two, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics is still talking and has not changed this number, no screen time, because that brain is forming. So that one-year-old that you see with the iPad, that's a huge danger sign, because when they're less than two, they really need to be making connections between people and motor skills and all that. So that's hugely important.
Yeah.
And then it's suggested 2 hours or less from 2 to 18. And there is a difference between that educational screen time and then the entertainment type of screen time. So all screen time is not necessarily equal. But I have found that by the time my kids come home, they've already had their 2 hours of screen time. So we just get homework done. We might watch a few YouTube videos that we've been waiting to show them that's probably 5 minutes or less. And then we say, okay, screen's off. You know, so that kind of rhythm. Or else the national average is 8 hours a day. And what that means is if a child is born today and follows that national average, that by the time they turn seven, they would have spent a full year of 24-hour days sitting in front of a TV. And most of us gasp and think, we don't want our seven-year-old to spend more than one-seventh of their life
sitting in wow. front of a screen.
Yeah.
So, you know, get as close as possible. If you know, wow, my child's logging in 6 hours a day, don't freak out. But just so you know what, let's get that to 5 hours a day. Let's
yeah.
make some things in the home screen-free zones, like when we're eating dinner. Let's all put our screens away while we're eating dinner. Things like that.
Right.
That's really helpful.
And now, Arlene, are you and your husband very cautious about being on the phone, your own phones?
We are. And you know what? We're not huge phone people.
Okay.
So we're kind of like, so that's not that hard for us.
Uh-huh.
So in terms of using the phone and then, but you do have to make that conscious effort when your child comes up to you. If you're in the middle of a text or in the middle of an email, you know, I call it the swivel, that you swivel away from your device, make eye contact with them. And you might say, oh, give me just a minute. Let me finish this up. But you give them that instant swivel and eye contact, thinking to yourself that the person in front of you comes before the phone.
I love it.
So
what a great, yeah. Great, great reminder, and I thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. I appreciate it. Send me your other books so we could have you back, and I'd love to share them. Again, where do we find your book?
You can find my book anywhere that books are sold, Barnes & Noble, online at Amazon, Christian book distributors, etc.
You got it. Thank you so much, Arlene. All right,
Thank you.
At the end of our show. Again, fast, it feels like, you know. And, I'm sorry, we're not at the end of our show. What am I saying? No. We are. Oh, my gosh. I tell you. Anyways.
Yeah, you're off to Vegas.
I'm off
to Austria
tomorrow.
There you go.
I know. Anyways, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Next time you think about beautiful things, don't forget to count yourself in.
And have a great Thanksgiving.
And have an amazing Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off.